to see if anybody made a reference to you themselves yesterday after morning Bible study in terms of how things should or shouldn't be.
Yeah.
The bottom is the bottom done yet? So did it come up in any of your activities or anything that reminded you of it? Or?
Mine is in relation to how hard I have to work to maintain status quo. And if I'm not working maximum, then I feel like, you know, my ship's going to sink. And I haven't been working maximum lately. So I don't know if I'm sinking or floating, but it's like that. I have that construct that I operate by. That, you know, it's full steam ahead or things won't.
You understand that even the feeling that things might be the other in Harry world, the other shoe might just about drop, that must be repented of. But the feeling, I mean, there's nothing about any reference to what you feel. I mean, you've got to test it against the mystery of God. You've got to test it against whether or not is it of faith or not. And then you can get into this, well, am I discerning something or something? You know, you can go, but fundamentally, those feelings, even the feelings that, you know, of anxiety or the feeling of fear, or the pain, or anything, you gotta reach a point where you repent of that issue, that feeling, because the feeling has nothing to do with any reference point in time and space. This is so deep, it's hard to even talk about, because otherwise you're eating on the mountain. Otherwise, you're hearing a voice that's telling you you're naked. Otherwise, you are believing that he is leaving you and he will forsake you. So the feelings, where's the source of the feelings? The source of the feelings are the molten images, the idolatry. And that feeling has to be seen as what it is. You've seen it marred 1,000 times. You know that it's not trustworthy. But no one ever conceives it. Like I didn't think about for over 30, almost, I don't know how long it was, 25 years or something, that I had to repent of wanting to be delivered from pain. Who could conceive they needed to repent for wanting to be delivered from anxiety? In the listing of those that will not make it into the kingdom of God, there's homosexuals, there's wife beaters, there's whoremongers, but there's also fear, if you fear, the fearful. And all that your description is a Cooper's way of describing fear. And that has to be repented of. Otherwise, you're eating on the mountain. You're making a reference point to something in time and space as opposed to what faith is. Harry's, you're troubled by this.
Well, I just don't want to be the center of attention again.
I don't care if you are. You got to say.
Okay, here's what happens. I had an awful day yesterday. The best way to describe it is it's like I'm a short order cook at a busy New York cafe. And the orders come in, and as long as the stove is working and the food's there and everything's working okay and I can go as fast as I can and get the orders out, everything's fine. But if the damn stove breaks or there isn't any milk or the eggs, I run out of eggs, everything starts backing up. And I end up being interrupted by an interruption by an interruption by an interruption. So that at the end of the day, I'm exhausted and don't even remember what it was that I was trying to do at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I left the equipment running the entire day because of all these things that pulled me and pushed me and twisted me, and there's a pile of shit that deep that's backed up during the day that I'm going to have to work Saturday and Sunday, and if I'm lucky, get the pile of shit taken care of.
Again, so you now what you've described is you're a victim of circumstances, a victim of yourself, and a victim of whatever's going on. What it's really, if you can, because this has been your modus operandi since you were a little child. It's been certainly ever since I've known you. Now I'm asking you to consider, nothing that you've ever done got rid of the feeling. I'm telling you that is what you have, it's the Holy Spirit trying to bring you to make sin exceedingly sinful. And that's the last thing you want to hear. But it's not just you. You're just the one that admits it. That's the role of the airy guys.
I only see... This is not me arguing with you. This is me responding and trying to be open. In a day like yesterday, I only see two options. Now I only see two options. I never really thought about this first option before. But what I want to do is just knock everything on the floor, get my coat, and leave. And the other option is to work as madly and as crazily and as hard as I possibly can to try and keep from drowning.
Okay, go to Romans 4. Now, I'm not trying to bug you, and I'm not trying to make an example out of you, but or maybe I am.
Well, bugging me won't work.
I'm just saying to you...
Somehow I got to see through this.
Okay, again, you have seen through it 1,000 times. How many times have we gone through this?
I don't know.
Hundreds, thousands, maybe tens of thousands in the 30 years that I've known you.
More than once.
Yeah. Okay, how many times in that time, of the few times... that when that happened, you went and talked. You came and talked to me or others. And in an instant of time, no circumstance changed. No
That's
needed
true.
To be done or anything else changed.
Yeah,
the
true.
Only thing that changed is something snapped inside you and you knew that this was the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad therein it.
That's true. Once the panic sets in, once that, whatever, I'm calling it panic, whatever that feeling is, once that clicks in, it's like I'm in a crowded movie theater and somebody's yelled fire. If you're able to stay calm, you stay calm. But once I go over the edge, I'm over the edge.
Well, you've gone over the edge
There's
a million
no
times.
Carrie,
you are forgetting. You've gone over the edge thousands of times in our experience together.
Yeah.
And again... In a split second, you went from this feeling of panic and terror and needing to run to perfect peace, and no circumstance changed.
Right.
Okay, you've seen all these times that the emotions, the feeling, the panic, whatever it is, the fear, wasn't valid.
And in fact, makes everything worse.
Well, it is in fact
like
the Holy Spirit.
Gasoline on fire.
It's the Holy Spirit.
The feeling isn't the Holy Spirit.
Well, of course not, because you think the Holy Spirit is a good feeling. Everybody does.
Terror and panic is the Holy Spirit.
It's coming to you in terror. He's revealing himself. He's showing you that sin must become exceedingly sinful
by doing things to me.
Right.
Right, but the feeling of terror and panic inside me is not the Holy Spirit. Right?
He's the one that's causing the circumstances to make that happen.
I understand. He's the one who's causing the circumstances, but I'm asking for clarification. You are not saying that the feeling inside of me is the Holy Spirit.
No, I'm saying I'm saying the things that are causing that feeling are the Holy Spirit.
Okay. I believe that. Now I believe that. I didn't believe it yesterday.
Did you come and talk to me yesterday?
No.
Why?
You were part of the problem. out of the blue, I get a fucking phone call from some guy asking me questions. I don't know what... Am I supposed to talk to him? Am I not supposed to talk to him? What am I supposed to say to him? What shouldn't I say to him? It happened twice.
But I didn't hear your phone call.
Oh, he told me to call you. What? No, really. I mean, but that's not the point. I mean, that was just one of many things.
But you've got to see, and all of us have to see, that all those things are happening, and then all of a sudden we feel overwhelmed, we feel like a victim, and we are not at confessing or seeing what he sees. We are seeing what the evil one wants us to see. And nothing is... But the point that I want you to remember, and all of you, how many times have you been in that place, and in a split second of time, nothing changed, no circumstance changed, but all of a sudden, you were in a place of peace and joy. And you could confess with the psalmist, "This is the day the Lord hath made. I'll rejoice and be glad therein." It. Beautiful for situation. All situations. Great is our God, and greatly to be praised at all times. No circumstance changes. But all what this mind wants, we want to praise him after we're delivered from the circumstance. And this is why you must repent of any of those feelings of fear, anxiety, tension, nervousness, ship sinkings, whatever it is. Inadequacy. Oh, poor me. Oh, I wished I could be better. Who told you you were naked? Who told you there was pressure? Again, no matter how bad it seems, that being within you, that the false you, is having a feast on the mountain. And the only way out of it is, "Father, forgive me." And if that doesn't work instantly, then go talk to somebody that can exhort that. Otherwise, you don't need to do it. That's a childish thing. When that's going on, what you should think of is that little brat that you get so irritated at when you're at a restaurant or a store, and he's just going crazy, screaming and yelling, and you just want to kill him. I don't understand why we do this. How could you possibly, after we've seen so much, so many times, how could that feeling even exist for a second?
Because we don't get better.
I told you 1,000 times you're never going to get better. All you do is repent faster.
I know. That's
until
what I,
finally, that repentance sense. Is a continuum.
Yeah.
There's no ever again. There's not even a look. There's not even a sniff. There's not even a sideways glance at eating at that feast on the mountain that you've feasted on your whole life.
Is it because we don't fear the Lord more than we fear our circumstances?
No, it's because we're stupid.
I think what I was saying, maybe we fear consequences. That's what most.
Right, you don't. It's the reason. The problem is you don't believe.
Yeah, I think if I don't do this, that will happen. I sure as hell don't want that to happen.
So you're just putting on that Babylonian garment.
Exactly.
You remember I told you about Harry, he in 1978 he became a believer and he got in a jet plane and went right directly to the New Jerusalem, and he sat down for a split second, and it's like those landings that the Air Force pilots have to do, they would just touch down an instant, and he went straight from the world to Babylon.
Drive by believer.
Right.
What?
One night stander.
The next morning I got up and started looking around to see how to be religious.
Right. One night stand. You had a one night stand with God.
November 22nd, 1977. November 22nd.
So why? Why do we do this then? Why is this going on? Why does Harry do this over and over again? Because those of you that don't say it, when it happens, those of you that are such great copers that you can act like a happy-faced little Pollyanna all of your life, can maybe recognize it in him and repent. So what he's been suffering all these years is your fault.
Clyde
How'd you like that one?
Clyde died.
Clyde died. You don't have to do this ever again, Harry. Not even for a split second.
Unless, of course, you want to.
Well, that's the issue.
Yeah.
He does want to. Not because of that, but he wants when he's eating up, he wants some sugar coated stuff. He's like Ronnie. He wants some sugar. So there's a reference to yourself in some conversation or in some thought that's not repented of, a reference to your past, a reference to who, all of those high place things that you know so well, and then boom. Then you, once that happens, then the Holy Spirit has to make the sin exceedingly sinful. Because he loves you.
He's eavesdropping.
When you're at your wit's end and you cast your cares on him, you don't have a technique to handle him. You have to just...
As you received him, so walk you in him. What? No?
What does John think?
Poor John. No, this Harry's tirade happened for a lot of people.
Was that a tirade?
Huh?
Was that a tirade?
Well, it was all day yesterday tirade.
Oh, yeah.
it looked like a... Well, it looked, you know, in one of these horror movies where there's blood spattered everywhere. The office that we could see spiritually looked like there was the chainsaw massacre times 12 that occurred there. We don't have to do that anymore. He didn't leave us. He hasn't forsaken us. This is the day the Lord hath made. It's not going to happen because we pray and something better happens. Because it already happened. It happened 2,000 years ago. Does this make any sense now? So again, that's the reason. Because about half the time over the last 23 years, when you went into one of these things, you in your mind, it was my fault, part of it at least. And so therefore... You need the brethren to exhort you. But if you don't feel that I can exhort you because I'm the cause, then what can you do? What can happen?
Yesterday, I'm tired of hearing me talk about myself.
Well, it doesn't matter what the issues were.
No, I was just going to say yesterday, everything was focused. I still felt I could do it, so everything was focused on trying to get everything done, make everything work, remember everything, pay all the debts.
All right, that's where we go to Romans 4. Remember, Paul calls Abraham the perfect Christian. What shall we say in chapter 4, verse 1, I can speak. What shall we say then that Abraham, our father, pertaining to the faith, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, huh?
That would be flesh.
Oh, pertaining to the flesh had found, I'm sorry. For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. Now, this is what goes on a constant basis. There are those of us, human beings, that believe because our worth is so tied to doing, that no matter what you hear, no matter how much you hear it, your faith is still justified by works. You understand that? You're still trying to please your mommy. You're still trying to please your daddy. You're You're still applying to do whatever it is, whoever, all those little folks, those little people that are no longer, they're ghosts. And you make reference to yourself in even the way you respond to it by how you learn to respond as a child. Many of you responded, your only response to something that you thought was something that you couldn't meet was fear. And fear is panic. And so you did one of two things. You either threw a fit or got totally silent. Anybody knows Liam lately? What Liam has done is he's gone totally silent. Because something happened, who knows what, where he was probably just goofing around and somebody said something to him, and all of a sudden his exuberance and his freedom was gone. And now he's justified by silence. Anybody familiar with this kind of thing? I'll show him. I mean, your mind doesn't go through this, but that's what it's your program that does. I'll show them. I'll run away. I'll show them. I'm going to believe that when I finally die, that thing in my tombstone says he was right.
I told you I was sick.
I'll show them. And that's what you do when you're justified by silence. When you're justified by rage, you just... But think, this is all eating on the mountain. This is how you exist. You know, and if you're really shame-based, then the silence is all the time. Man, and you do well in your mind. It's just... A kid that beat me up every day when I was little, beat him up every day. Not anymore, I hope, but I used to. I was ashamed of my. I was deathly ashamed of my little sister, so therefore I ignored her. And so, if I see somebody that reminds my little sister, I automatically ignore them. Until, wait a minute. What are the millions of things that you're still eating on the mountain about? How many people were you ashamed of? You're still eating on the mountain because you see something that reminds you of that. So everything in your life is not of faith. It's making a reference back to yourself or your past or your father's teeth are set on edge because he ate sour grapes. Or your teeth are set on edge because my father ate sour, because your father ate sour. Whatever the issue is, that's the meaning of that parable. What?
I just remembered, I was literally given a list in the morning of things to do during the day. And when my father got home at 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we would go over the list and see how many I did or didn't do. And then my welfare was determined by the list. That literally happened day after day after day.
Well, that's what this is.
That's funny.
What shall we say then? That Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, the throne. For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. Now some of you maybe did well. Maybe you got kudos for doing well. Because maybe it's because whoever was giving you the list didn't have very high expectations of you, so he just gave you little tasks. But whatever it is, If you're getting your goodies by that, and then looking at your little sister because she's an idiot, and she didn't do it, whatever you're doing, you're still eating on the mountain, because you've made a reference to some past aspect about yourself that determines your response to anything. So has Abraham? If you did well. You know, if you were an exceptional child, and you got high standards, and you met them, and you're still an idiot because
you're
your standards
still the same coin of the realm.
Your standards are nothing. Whoever set them are meaningless. Okay, for if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. That's everything. You never again, as a believer, you're in a totally different, you're in the universe of mercy and grace, never again of performance or works. Now to him that worketh is the reward, still it's not reckoned of grace, but it's of debt. No matter what you do, it's not enough. The debt has to become, that debt has to be paid. And then those closest to you will tell you that the debt has to be paid. Am I communicating?
They'll have their hand out.
No, it's not nothing about their hand out. It's they're not, that's not the issue. The issue is always your performance isn't good enough. And then you come into the situation and when you get married, all of a sudden, my God, my performance is never good enough. I used to think I was a ladies' man, but now when I have to do it, perform every night, my God. That's probably why I never got married. My point is, you're not justified by works ever again. Therefore, you can't buy into that lie in your mind ever again that says performance is my job. That, even the thought must be repented of.
Performance thing works both ways. Even if it is good enough, it's not good enough.
Well, it's just, you know, so... I'm going to go and get a... JW says, I'm going to go... I'm going to go get an education and get my doctorate and travel the world. He said, well, then you're still a world traveler, educated idiot.
Yeah.
Because this isn't the standard by which we are. I mean, you're playing Chinese baseball again. It has nothing to do with the. And this is why you can't play two games at once. You can't play the game of the world in your mind and try to live by faith. To him that is still working it, still, and the work, you know, you understand, working it is just feeding on the mountain. To him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but it's even more debt. And it just goes on, and a debt gets greater and greater and greater and greater until you can no longer stand it. And you'll then either pick up the cross or you'll run away and hide or kill yourself. This is to those that have had to work it through their lives in order to feel accepted or feel value or feel purpose or anything else. If you're tired of that, if you never again want to do that, then that's what the message of the gospel is for. But the moment performance or not having because or somebody telling you naked, then what happens? Everything comes back 100 times more heavy than it was before you even became a believer. And that's why how-to books are the biggest sellers in Christianity. Because the reward is still, they're still working it, and it doesn't work. So, first of all, well then we'll go get the Holy Spirit. Okay, then that didn't work. Now we're going to go get charismatic. Now we're going to go get how did Jesus eat? And whatever it is, it's got to be more than you have. You got to change. You got to do something different than you're doing. You got to go to another place. You got to go. You got to do. You got to, and it's all a lie. Who told you you were naked? Who told you you should be in a different position than you are? This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it at all times. There's nothing left to do. There's nothing left to perform. And then, but if you're still living in that universe, then you will try to put your trips in everybody else. Even if they live in New York. So you don't have to do that. Because you don't have to meet that standard anymore. If you want to, then you're silly. Again, I'll say it again. If you want to do that, if you want to be the best you can and be all you can be, and I mean, then you better, this isn't the place for you. You ought to go somewhere else. But if you're sick and tired of this feeling of wanting, no matter what you do, that things need to change, then you're more than welcome. I'm not talking about what you outwardly show people. I'm talking about what goes on inside you. Because some of you, I mean, Harry's learning to act better about it. At least he can act like he's got it together for 3 or 4 hours sometimes. But some of you can act like you've got it together for 40 years. But that rage that's going in and inside you that never lets you have total peace. Cast your breath upon the waters. It's as automatic as breathing if you're not eating on the mountain. Ship's going to sink. Who cares? It was a dumpy ship anyway. It was just, it was in your mind a yacht, but it was like a, it was like Frank Sinatra versus somebody, whatever that guy's name is. Am I communicating to anybody? So even if the feeling of the ship's going to sink, and this fear is there, even the slightest little hint of it, that's, to you, it should be as bad and as odious as whatever the worst horror movie that you can imagine, because that's what it will lead to. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. He has never left you. He has never forsaken you, even when you didn't know it. And I really, I mean, this is something, I don't just believe it. I mean, this is, it's far beyond just like a hope or a dream. I mean, because of the I know it. What? You're doing it.
I know it too.
Yeah, but, well, I forget it. We can't forget it. Can a mother forget her suckling child? You can't forget if you're tied, but if you untie, then it doesn't matter whether you forget immediately. And this little stupid cliche, I don't know where it came from, but if you don't feel as close to God as you used to, who moved? If you don't feel as close to God as you did 3 minutes ago or 5 seconds ago, or who moved? You're the only one that moved, and you did it. The way you moved is you ate something on the mountain.
It's kind of creepy sitting here because you are describing with more knowing and more clarity what happened in my life yesterday than the clarity and understanding that I have of what happened in my life yesterday. It's like I'm sitting here just grinning inside because it's kind of spooky.
It's just common, ordinary flesh. It's just everybody does it.
In the last few minutes, I just realized what it was that I did in the beginning of the day, something, oh, look at that. I looked down and saw something truly amazing, truly, holy shit, this is going to be incredible. And then I took great pride in myself for having seen it and proceeded to immediately enjoy
all of kudos.
The world fame and fortune that would come to me for this wonderful thing. And then the rest of the day was, okay, well, let's take the plane off autopilot and you fly it. And it was it was awful.
But again, it's
but it's kind of funny.
It's not any discernment. It's just this is common to all flesh.
It's just
ordinary. This is what this is what humans do.
In my case, it was instantaneous and it was violent.
Anybody have any other response? Can you stop eating on the mountain? It just does. There's nothing up there.
Check the label before you eat that.
It's got MSG in it.
MSP?
MSG. Take it, big guy.